Okay, Sid, this is WGXC, Columbia Green Counties, and this is the Weekend in Review for Tuesday, May 27th, 2014. Adam Clayton and David Lee reported in the Register-Star a grease fire significantly damaged a Valencia building early Saturday, May 24th. The fire began on the stove and worked its way into the walls of the apartment building. No injuries were reported, but all six tenants were displaced. Wayne Hike, Nyerville's fire chief, said the building is a total loss. Jim Planick reported in the Daily Mail the Catskill Park Coalition, an alliance of 26 Catskill Park advocacies, not-for-profit and special interest groups, has launched a new website to present the Catskill Mountains to the public. Member groups range from the New York-based Natural Resources Defense Council to the Catskill Mountain Club, a decade-old hiking and outdoor events group. The coalition is committed to broadening public appreciation of the park. The website can be found at www.catskillparkcoalition.org. William J. Kemble reported in the Daily Freeman, Bard College held its 154th graduation Saturday, May 24th. U.S. Representative Nancy Pelosi delivered the commencement address, advising 455 graduates to treasure being from a small school that makes a big impact. Pelosi cited the Bard Prison Initiative as an example. She said the program, once a senior project, is now a model recognized by Governor Andrew Cuomo for educating incarcerated youth statewide. Adam Clayton reported in the Register-Star, First Presbyterian Church in Hudson announced the restoration of the church's rose window is set to begin. The announcement was made at the 19th annual Friends of the First Presbyterian Church meeting Saturday, May 24th. The Friends have raised $150,000, a little less than $7,000, shy of its $164,000 goal. Friends President Phil Foreman said the window will be restored this year. Chuck Woodard of Agricultural Stained Glass of Great Barrington, Mass. Will handle the restoration. And as reported Saturday, May 24th, the Federal Communications Commission last week granted the renewal to free 103.9 of the license for WGXC 90.7 FM through 2022. As part of a process to get each AM/FM non-commercial educational FM translator and low power FM station throughout the country to renew their licenses. Hallelujah. And the weather for Tuesday, May 27th is as follows. Today is isolated showers before noon, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms between noon and 1 p.m. and then showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 1 p.m. Some of the storms could produce small hail, gusty winds, and heavy rain. Mostly cloudy with a high near 83. Chance of precipitation is 70%. Tuesday night showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm before 9 p.m. Then a chance of showers and thunderstorms between 9 p.m. and midnight, then a chance of showers after midnight. Some of the storms could produce small hail, gusty winds, and heavy rain. Mostly cloudy, low around 58. Chance of precipitation is 60%. Wednesday, a chance of showers mainly before 2 p.m. Mostly cloudy, high near 66. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, low around 43. Thursday, mostly sunny, high near 72. Thursday night, a chance of showers after 2 a.m., mostly cloudy, low around 45. Friday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Partly sunny, high near 72. Friday night, partly cloudy, low around 51. Sunrise today was at 5:23 a.m. Sunset today is at 8:21 p.m. Length of the day is 14 hours and 57 minutes.